Okay, Chevra. The Gemara Lamed Chesam and Beis going over to Lamed Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara tells us that if a person is Megalgel Beitza, which means that you cook the egg a little bit, like we pointed out last time from the Rashash, the difference between the Lashon of Gilgal and the Lashon of Tzliyah by an egg, you cook the egg a little bit, so think about that you're going to be Chayv Achatos. And the proof for this is what is ordinarily called Kalei Habishal, because it says in the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Hei, Kol Shabbat B'chamin Lufnei HaShabbos, Shor Nosol B'chamin B'Shabbos. Anything that's cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to soak B'Shabbos. You're allowed to soak B'chamin on Shabbos. Apparently there's no din of Bishal Achar Bishal. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. The question is, what does it mean, Kol Shabbat B'chamin Lufnei HaShabbos? What does it mean that it was already cooked before Shabbos? So Taisus over here has a comment. Taisus writes, Perish in the Spasha Legamre. Zaktaisus, what it means that it is fully cooked. And everyone and their uncle points out that what Taisus is saying over here is La'afuke, the sheet of the Rashba. The Rashba is quoted here in the Chidushi Harad. The Rashba is quoted here in the Chidushi Harashba. The Rashba is quoted in a number of places. And the Rashba holds that to be Nispashel, Lifnei HaShabbos, it has to be only Nispashel Kamecho Ben Shusay, according to the Rashba. According to Taisus, it has to be Nispashel Ligamrei. That's the basic Yisod. The Rambam holds it has to be Nispashel Ligamrei. Now, what's interesting to note, and this is something that I don't fully have an answer to. I discussed it very, very briefly with Chazan Hess and some others in the Beis Medrash yesterday. Taisus's raya that Babacham means that's fully cooked is because the Mishnah on the Gemara, in explaining the Mishnah on Kufrim Hayim Beis, the Gemara says, what does it mean something is Babacham Lefnei HaShabbos? So the Gemara says, oh, it's talking about Tarnigolta Dereb Abba. Right? That's the case. Right? Sometimes Reb Safra said sometimes he went to Reb Abba's house and this chicken or something was cooked so many times, it was Mevushal and Mayim so many times that no one would be able to eat it apparently, because it like Ke'ilu, the entire thing melted. So you get an impression that it's in the special Gamri. That seems to be a raya to Taisus, and that's in fact Taisus's raya over here. The question is, how would the Rashba learn the Gemara of Tanigota de Reb Abba? Now, the Gemara seems to be saying that Tanigota de Reb Abba is Mevoshol Kol Sarko, and that's Taisus's raya. How on earth would the Rashba deal with that Gemara? So,
and Prima Gaudi, which is quoted in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah Tura, who says it can be Mekel, right?
To be Mekel on what?
That even if it's, if you were Shore on Shabbos only a small amount, you can put it back into a Kli Rishon on Shabbos.
If it was Shore only
that's,
a small.
That's Sivkot Lama
Alam. But the Mishnah Tura over there writes something that is already nispashel, but if it's only nishre me erev Shabbos b'kli rishon, then you can't be shayre b'chamin. Even though he quotes the Prima Gaon's quote at the end, right? Das Prima Gaon that mekilin mari b'davish adarko b'tivol kal higomer bishulo af b'kli rishon, right? In other words, that there's two different types of food: stuff that's easily cooked and stuff that's not easily cooked.
Yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah says some are making like the Prima Gaon.
Yeah. Okay. The Yesh Mekilim B'Dover. Okay. Enochanami. But we still don't know. I'm not sure about this. Just my first Ha'ara. I'm not sure how would the Rashba learn that Gemara of Tanigolta de Reb Abba. Because L'Cha'ira, according to the Rashba, you have to say that this Tanigol was not fully cooked. Had it been fully cooked, the Rashba. The Rashba says that we'll apply the rules of Ein Bishach HaBishol once it's Mevushal Kamaicho Ben Shusay. So I don't know how the Rashba would learn Tanagota de Reb Abba. That's Ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number two is the Bir Halacha already pointed out that our Taisus is assuming it has to be Nispashel Legamrei, is Soser Taisus on Lamed Vav HaMebeis. Tosis on Lamed Vav HaMebeis Dio Masel Chamin Vitavshel. So Tosis says that we're talking about the Isra of Hachazara. So Tosis, Dam Chamin Vitavshel could be Mevushel Kamaicho Ben Shusay, or could be Mevushel Kol Sargo. So everyone asks, one second, how are you allowed to put it back on the fire? If it's only Mavushal Kemaychol Ben Jusoy, shouldn't the mamish be an Isser Bishol by putting it on the fire? So the standard answer is, well, Tosis holds that, like the Rashba, Tosis holds that once it's cooked a third of the way, so that solves the problem of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. And the problem over here, though, is that then there's a stira in Tosfos about whether you require full cooking or not. Because Tosfos Lamed Vav on the base is Soser, the Tosfos on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. And the Bir Halacha and Dibur Maskil Afilo Be'oda Roseach in the Sograyim, in the brackets, the Bir Halacha points out, yes, there's a stira. Okay, got it. There's a stira. It happens that it could be that there's really no stira in the Tosfos, because it could be that Tosfos is just assuming exactly what the Chidushe Haran says. When I talk about the Chidushe Haran now, I'm talking about the real Ran, as opposed to, I think last time we learned, we spoke about the fake Ran. Tosfos writes, the Ran quoting the opinion that disagrees with the Rashba, right? Which he calls Tosfos also. But the way the Ran writes it is kosher lo nispasho kol tzarko, acho pishin nispasho kamaycho ben drusai, tu lo efshel echiyuve alei mishum bishol, afil hachi ein shorinoso. Right? In other words, you can't violate an eser bishol because it's mevushel kamaycho ben drusai. Nonetheless, you can't soak it, mishum dekevon dal gabe ha'or mamish aser, dahainu lahatsir da aser, betoldus ha'or nami machmirin lei, hovel on nispasho kol tzarkai. Zuck the Ran, that since you're not allowed to put something directly on the fire, when it's mevushal kimaychol ben drusai, because that would be an isser of hachazara, so there's also an isser of hachazara betoldos sa'ar. So kosher bo b'chamin lifnei Hashem has to be that's fully cooked. Why? Because if it's not fully cooked, right? If it's not fully cooked, so then you're not allowed to soak it b'chamin, because soaking it would be the equivalent of an isser hachazara. It's not an isser bishul, right? What Tosfos is saying, again, and it's interesting that the Bir Halacha just leaves it as a stira in Tosfos, but according to this Chidushe Haran, what we're saying is that there's a chiddush within the din of hachazara. Not only is there hachazara on top of a fire, but there's also hachazara on anything that's toldos ha'ar. There's also hachazara on something that was put into water that was heated by a fire. Right? That's what the Chidushe Haran is saying, bidas ha'taisis. You don't 100% get the impression that Tosfos holds this way. You could be mefalpel, but at least according to the Chidushe Haran, we have an answer to the stira in the Tosfos. Shalom, you had a comment?
This is an interesting assumption that, meaning, one of the things about Hachazara is that a Hachazara to somewhere being someone, right, that's enough. There's enough degree of
separation.
Separation. So why wouldn't Toldos Ha'or have a similar
So apparent, and especially if Hachazara is Usar al Shema Yechate, yeah, so what type of Shema Yechate is it going to be in Toldos Ha'or?
Garuf
Kotum will permit Hachazara,
right,
but over here, over here, apparently they're worried that you still might be mechate begecholim in this case. If it's eno mevushal kol tzarko, so then I have a chshash of shemi yichate and mechzikim mevashal, both. If it's mevushal kol tzarko, so the only iser is mechzikim mevashal, and then we could say, well, for the Isra Mechzikim Mevashel, that I'm not worried about if it's if I'm putting it into water. Right? Once it's fully cooked, I'm not worried about Mechzikim Mevashel by putting it into water. It doesn't look like I'm being Mevashel. But Shema Yechate, I still have. Then the footnote over here in the Chidushe Haran really tries to tie this up. It's a little bit hard to understand what Neshama Yechatu would be on this stuff that's told us Ha'ar, unless you're going to say that I'm still wearing Neshama Yechatu. I'm putting this chicken, right, into a kaling, right, full of hot water, and apparently it's still Neshama Yechatu. The whole thing is a little difficult, but the Chiddush of the Ran, I think, beautifully answers the stira, whatever stira there might be in Tosfos. Yosef, sir.
Is it possible that one of the considerations is something that Tosfos mentions at the end, but medicine in Kavasha? Because even at the end, he limits what you can even do with the shame, it's spicy because it mentions in Kavasha, right?
So Tosfos at the end invents a category called there's Mechsikim Mavash on the Kli Sheni. So, if that's the case, there's going to be Mechsikim Mavash
if I put
the chicken into a Kli Rishon, the fully cooked chicken into a Kli Rishon.
Right, so
you're saying that Bedafka, there's only Mechsikim Mavash, there's no Shem Yechata.
Right, like
but there's no Mechsikim Mavash once the chicken is fully cooked.
Right, but once it's
which is against Tosis. Now, Tosis is saying that in a Kli Sheni there's going to be Mechsikim Mavash, even if it's, if it's fully cooked, there's going to be Mechsikim Mavash.
You said that, right?
But let's go slowly. Tosis there is talking about a Kli Sheni.
Right.
Our din, kosher b'chaim l'fnei Hashem b'shon osa b'chaim b'shas, means in the Kli Rishon.
Right, and the Kli Rishon.
Right, so in a Kli Rishon, for sure there's Mechsikim Mavash.
Right.
But there's no Mechsikim Mavashel once it's fully cooked.
Right.
And in a Kli Sheni, there's also going to be Mechsikim
Mavashel. How can that be? People don't cook in a Kli Sheni.
We'll talk about that when we do the end of the Tisus. Right, Tisus for sure says that it is Mechsikim Mavashel in the Kli Sheni. Right? So that Kasha will have to...
But being a Mechsikim Mavashel is a fact. Maybe you'd say, since it's, even though it's not
You're not letting me get away. Let's move on to the end of the thesis. This side of the room is being quiet today. Okay, end of the thesis. Tosis discusses, what does it mean, madichin oso v'chamen, right? Something that is... Lova b'chamin lifnei hashabbos, so you're allowed to pour chamin on it. That's madichin also b'chamin. So Tosis says that this gets involved in the machlokas. Here Tosis calls it the Rashba. Elsewhere in Tosis, it's called the Shita of the Rashbam, right? Elsewhere in Tosis, called the Shita of the Rashbam. There's a famous machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. The last Tosis in Avodah Zarah, an Ayin Vav, no? Tos over there discusses that maybe I could kasher kalim just by doing irui. Right? That'd be awesome. Right? It's like the easiest way possible to kasher kalim. Just pour boiling water on it and kasher. That'd be great. Right? Well, that makes sense if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam that irui is kli rishon. If you hold like the Rashbam that irui is kli sheni. So Tosa says, according to the Rashbam, Ein shorin oso means don't soak in the Kli Rishon. Madichin oso means that you can pour from a Kli Rishon onto it, because Iroi is a din of Kli Sheni. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Iroi is a Kli Rishon, so Madichin has to be that you do Hadocha from a Kli Sheni. So for Tosfos, I'm doing Hadocha from the Kli Sheni, how can you don't stick it in the Kli Sheni? So Tosfos Mechadesh within the Rabbeinu Tam, that Iroi is dino kikli rishon. So Tais Mechadish, that there's a din of mechsikim avashel in the Kli Sheni. If I soak something in the Kli Sheni, there's mechsikim avashel. Good. Now, Tosis then moves on. Tosis has a second day, yeah? That enochanami, you'd be allowed to be shore in a Kli Sheni or mediach from a Kli Sheni. How come we only speak about Madichin? Zogtaisis, because the last case, the case of what we call Kalei Habishol, we want to tell you the Chiddush that by Kalei Habishol, even Hadocha from a Kli Sheni is going to be a problem. Right? So there are two days in Taisis within the Rabbeinu Tam about the Rabbeinu Tam who says that Iroi is mamish kekli rishain. There are 2 days in the Tosfos as to whether there's a din of mechzikim avashel in a kli sheni. Now, the Magen Avram in Sifkat and Tesvav, the Magen Avram writes that we basically paskin that you're not allowed to be sure of something in the kli sheni. Tavlin is permitted, like Taisa says. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But Zok the Magen Avram, right? Everything else, it's usur because it's mechzik mevashel. The Magen Avram in Sifkatin Yudtes points out that the Mechaber has two opinions about whether I could put bread into a kli sheni. That means that the Mechaber holds that the issue with bread is only because, on the one hand, it's kalei habishol. On the other hand, maybe there's a mitigating factor, which is that it's bishol achar afia, which maybe is different than bishol achar bishol. Or maybe that's worse, because bishol achar afia, I should say. But then the Magen Avraham is saying, well, according to the Mechaber, ordinary stuff can be put in a kli sheni, because kli sheni is not mevashel. But based on what I said, b'shem ha-taisvis, so you can't put anything in a kli sheni, because it's mechzik mevashel. Right? The Magen Avraham of cutting your tests basically says that I, Magen Avraham, Abraham Gumbiner, died in 1686, I paskin that, right? I paskin that, you can't put anything in a kli sheni because it's mechzi kemevashel. Shulchan Aruch perhaps holds like the second day of Taisvis, but nonetheless, yesh lahachmir. So the Magen Avraham really holds yesh lahachmir. Now it's a little bit of an interesting yesh lahachmir for the following reasons. We pointed out, first of all, Chazan has had the horror, what possible mechzi kemevashel is in a kli sheni. So the way Tosis phrases it, Taisa says, you know what, it's hot. It's hot water. No? And because it's hot water, so therefore, it looks like it's bishul a little bit. Apparently, I would say that maybe the Mexican mevashel is going almost when I take the food out. So I have a piece of food that's hot, and it came from a kli sheni, but people aren't going to know that it mamish came from a kli sheni. You're right, categorically kli sheni is not mevashel. But because this is a hot thing, I don't know if it means mechzikim mevashel on the ma'isabish. I don't know if it Tosis means that this moment when it's in the kli sheni, it's mevashel. Or maybe when it comes out, mechzikim mevashel, people say that you did bishul. It's not that the ma'isa looks like a mice of visual. Perhaps that's a suggestion within Tosis. I'm not 100% sure.
Could it be the Magen Avraham when he says that you cannot put anything in a kli sheni because everything except for tavlin is suffek
mamash? So the Magen Avraham is not assuming that way.
That
because l'cha ora,
everything is a suffek kala visual.
L'cha ora, that if the Magen Avraham is telling you, instead of cutting your test, that Tosfos, that the Mechaber holds that this stuff is a kalei habishul. I say you should not put anything in the kli sheni like what I wrote in Sifkat and Tesvav, because of mechzi kemevashel. He uses that lashon, mechzi kemevashel. So the Magen Avraham is clearly saying, like the first day in our Tosfos, that's how he's passing. It would be beautiful if the Magen Avraham would just say, oh, everything is a safek kalei habishul. That's not what the Magen Avraham says. Right? That's not what the Magen Avraham says. Oh. So now, if you would ask me, I would say that our Tosfos is like a collector's item. You see, our Tosfos is working with the opinion that Rabbeinu Tam holds that Iroi from a Kli Rishon is Mamish Mevashel. If you hold that Iroi is only Mevashel Kedei Klipa, which I think is the more mainstream opinion, at least La Halacha, Tosis does not assume that way. No, Tosis over here assumes that according to Rabbi Tam, it's mamish mevashel. Tosis in Avodah Zarah says I can mamish kasher a keli ayudei ivri. That means it cooks through and through. But if you hold it's mevashel only kadei klipa, so then one could argue that you don't violate the iser bishel on Shabbos with bishel kadei klipa to this extent, because the Gemara tells me in Menachos, at least in the context of Bishul Kemaichel Ben Drusoy, that you have to cook the food Kemaichel Ben Drusoy on both sides. I don't violate the Isser Bishul unless the food is cooked on both sides. If Iri is Mevashel Kedei Klipa, that means only the upper top layer of the food is Mevushal. The lower stuff was not Mevushal. So now, Tosis apparently here, if I would say Irui is Mevashel Kedei Klipa only, so then the Gemara would be beautiful even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Tosis is bothered by Yakasha. Tosis Kasha is, I understand according to the Rashbam, the reason I'm allowed to be Mediach is because Irui is not Mevashel. But according to the Rabbi, right, according to Rashbam, I understand you can be Mediach because Irui is not Mevashel. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Irui is Mevashel, how can you be Mediach? Right? If I'm correct that the Rabbeinu Tam really holds Iris Mevashel Kedei Klipa, so for that reason, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you are able to be Metiach. Tosis does not say that. But I would argue that the Tosis is Chiddush, that Iroi is Dino, that Tosis is Chiddush, excuse me, that there's a Dino Mechzikim Mevashel and a Klisheni, that Chiddush, that there's Mechzikim Mevashel and a Klisheni, is only within Rabbeinu Tam. And it's only within the non-mainstream Rabbeinu Tam. Within the mainstream Rabbeinu Tam, I don't need to say that. So it's an unbelievable chiddush that the Magen Avraham is picking up on when Magen Avraham says, you know what? We paskin like this first day in Tosfos. Okay, but as I think Magen Avraham. And the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, I think in Sifkot and Lamed Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like this Magen Avraham, no? Mishnah Berurah writes, "Afir bi klisheni, it's asur lishros katz mechzi kemevashel." Right. So this is not a shita that is rejected. This day of mechzi kemevashel, although we don't fully see where it comes from. Now, there are many problems with this shita that is mechzi kemevashel. One problem Tosis already raised. Tosis raised the problem: how come you're allowed to put tavlin into a klisheni? Right? How come you'll have put tavlin in klisheni if there's mechzikim mevashel? So Tosis answers that the yesod of tavlin is that spices flavor something else. No one says, I'm cooking the pepper. I'm cooking the chicken and the pepper flavors the chicken. No? So the din of tavlin is not such a kasha. However, there are other kashas on the Tosis. The Gemara on Nemamid Beis tells us a story about Rabbi Yehuda Anasi in the bathhouse, and they tell him that if you want to heat up oil, tobe klisheni v'tein. You're allowed to put in a klisheni and then put that oil into the bath to heat it up. So how can I say tobe klisheni v'tein? Isn't there a din of mechzi kemevashel? So the Magen Avraham, so the Maharsha, he answers, Shaini Hassan de Mifsik Kaili. Mifsik Kaili, meaning the case over there is that I take a Kaili of oil and I put it in a Klisheni. Because it's a keli, there's a barrier between the oil and the hot water, that's why it's not mevashel. Meaning, mechzi kemevashel applies in the klisheni. But mechzi kemevashel only applies when something is, right, in their be'en. If it's not in their be'en, if it's in a keli and it's in there, then there is no mechzi kemevashel. Right? And when the Gemara says Shema Mina Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel, that's in the situation where it's Mifsik Keli. That's what the Maharsha answers. So far so good? Shalom?
Just in terms of Mifsik Mevashel, you can say that it's not similar to our discussion earlier in the year about Mifsik Mevashel
by Hachazara.
By Hachazara, that it's not the Derech to cook like this in coal.
Okay.
And therefore, it's not
the it's not the derech to cook like that.
And therefore, the chash of masek and vashel could be, I guess, massified a little bit in that, and it's not the derech. It's not masek and vashel. You're not the vashel like that normally.
But, I mean, we entertain that story in terms of hafazara. I'm not inclined that this works in Tosis, because, like I said before, in Tosis, the Mexican Mavash, I don't think it's going on the mice official. I think it's going on the result. If I have a hot piece of chicken, right, people are going to say, it looks like you cooked it. Because I think the question that it's done, in a cliche, it can't be Mexican. No one cooks that way. Right? I think that kasha is still a very strong kasha. Now, the Prima Gadim has a different take on Judaism. Prima Gadim writes on the Magen Avraham Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, I believe. Zach the Prima Gadim. Even though there's Mexican Mavasha in a Kli Sheni, but by liquids, there's no such thing as Mexican Mavasha. The din of Mexican Mavasha is only on the solid. Because the Prima Gadim says, by a liquid, everything gets mixed up through and through. Right? So we really had, it's Sifkot Lamed Beis. And Sifkot Lamed Beis, the Prima Gadim Tainas, Dafkal haniach davar gush b'klishen is mechzikim avashel. Masha inke mayim b'mayim shem is arvim yofel lo mechzikim avashel. The Gemara says that you're allowed to put mayim in a klisheni, no? Halacha l'maisa. Mayim is what we call chumrei habishel. It doesn't cook in a klisheni at all. I'm allowed to put mayim in a klisheni. How can I put mayim in a klisheni? Isn't it mechzikim avashel? Says the Prima Gadim, Mexican Mavasha is only on solids, not on liquids. Right? So the Prima Gadim is basically saying both Svaras. If you read the two Prima Gadims here, Lamik Beis and Lamik Gimel, he's saying both Svaras that we were entertaining. There's the Maharsha Svara, that if it's in the Kli, it's going to be Mutter. And there's also the fact that if it is, by definition, a liquid, so there's no Mexican Mavasha on a liquid. I think this is along the lines of the svara that I was saying. That Mexican Mavashel means I take this item and I take it out and people say, oh my gosh, it was cooked on Shabbos. How did you get a hot piece of chicken? Oh, you cooked it on Shabbos. Mexican Mavashel is not on the... that svara is not shayit by a liquid. No? By a liquid, it's all gets... that's what the Prima Gadim means. It all gets... Mayim b'mayim is misarvim yafeh. There's no Mexican Mavasha, because what? What are you going to say? That you heat it up on Shabbos? Right? That's not the pshat. We're not worried while it's in the kidney, because while it's in the kidney, of course, it doesn't look like it's a clean mission. It doesn't look like you're cooking at all. It's only when the item comes out. Only then is there a concern. And therefore, the concern is only by a davar gush and not by a davar lach. Rabbi Willig, in his sefer on page Samaches, has a pilpul within the machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Mishneh Berurah. We know that mayim I'm allowed to put in the klisheni. How do you define mayim? Am I allowed to put orange juice in the Kli Sheni? Am I allowed to put milk in the Kli Sheni? Now, isn't this a shayla every, all the time? That happens that our milk is already pasteurized. So,
they have to say a double lot is mutter.
So, you have more to rely on. Because, right, what there certainly are major Rishonim who hold that Ein Bishalach HaBishol even by Yidavar Lach, and the milk was pasteurized. But if I have milk that's not pasteurized, can I put my milk in coffee? Or can I put orange juice into hot water? Or anything like that? Is there a din of Mayim on She'ar Mashal? So the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch paskins that Mayim and She'ar Mashkim is Mutter. The Mishnah Brura is Machmir, but the Mishnah Brura will be Mekal if you have the Tziruf of the fact that it was once cooked, like milk. Right? That's the Mishnah Brura, and that's why the Mishnah Brura, in his long discussion of Sifkatan Lamites, when he talks about making a tea, he says you make a tea sense that's already cooked, and then it's going to be permitted to reheat it, no? Because even though She'ar Mashkim apparently, even though She'ar Mashkim would be considered Bishul Achar Bishul, but She'ar Mashkim, Shenisbashlu, the Mishnah Berurah is going to be Mekal. Right? The Mishnah Berurah against the Shulchan Acharav, oh, yeah.
That means milk also.
Huh?
That means milk also.
Milk is mutter, according to Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
Because it's pasteurized.
Unless you buy farmer's milk or something, that's not. But that's what can give you diseases. You shouldn't buy it.
Which one would you show me?
No. People on farm drink it all the time. It doesn't give you diseases. Unless it's not.
We can disagree about this one. But we don't have time to really analyze this completely. Look in Rabbi Willig's Sefer, page Samaches. Going into page Samaches, he has a little bit of a pilpul within the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Mishnah Berurah, tying it back into our Tosfos. Again, I apologize. I'm a little. Someone from the show was nifter this morning, and I was a little distracted. But Mir Tishem will get back into it, and we'll learn the Hasmada. But look at what Rabbi Willig has, and we should go weiter tomorrow in the sugya of. What's it called? The Sugya of Bishul B'Chama.